It's 2 p.m. in the afternoon. A group of about 200 children between 8 and 15 years old are here in one of the rooms in Likoni Social Hall practicing taekwondo. The program was established by a group of young people in response to increasing reports of gangs attacking, raping, and sodomizing young people across the city. Miriam Muthoni joined the class 4 years ago in the hope that she could learn to defend herself against any would-be attacker.
I joined because I wanted to learn self-defense so that I am able to fight groups of boys if they want to rape me. I protect myself by fighting. I am confident because when I am attacked, I can use the skills that we have been taught and I hope that they will protect me.
Clad in a white robe with a black belt wrapped around his waist, Daniel Owino is 11 years of age. He credits the course with improving his confidence and boosting his health.
I was the one who likes these sports, and that is the reason why I decided to join. It has helped me improve my discipline. I used to be very sickly and I fainted frequently, but since I joined Taekwondo, I'm doing well, and I've been promoted to another level in Taekwondo.
When the group began in 2012, they had just 50 children, remembers the chairperson and one of the founders, Crispin Mwadime. Training helps children build character and empowers particularly young girls in rural areas who are especially prone to attacks.
Kuna waimiza sana waweze ingia katika martial arts, taekwondo.
We really encourage everyone to take up a martial art like taekwondo. It is not just about exercise. It gives children skills and confidence, and that is what can save them sometimes. We train them how to flee a difficult situation and how they can really harm a person who is threatening them.
The association now has over 400 children who attend classes, and they do outreach programs in over 30 primary schools. Mwadime claims that the incidence of the attacks has reduced since more children are equipped to defend themselves. The leaders of Mombasa County have now asked them to roll out the program across all primary schools in the area.
Venye tumeelimisha jamii kwa mitandao na pia seminars tumeheld.
We have educated the community through social media and seminars about the importance of martial arts. We have seen a real reduction of violent attacks in the Majengo area. We are hopeful that once this is rolled out in all schools, there will be no more incidences of violence in this area.
Jane Wanjiku is the mother of Miriam Muthoni. She has come here to Likoni Social Hall to follow the progress of her daughter, who is among the best performers in martial arts. She is amazed by her daughter's moves and tactics. She describes how Muthoni used to be shy and silent at home. Her mother thought that taekwondo would help ensure her safety now and in the future.
Kule shuleni michezo ile ilipokuja yeye akaamua tu kuingia kwa hiyo taekwondo.
When taekwondo was introduced in her school, she joined it. As a parent, I have allowed her because I will not always work with her. Now she's in class 8 and they leave school at 8 p.m. So the tactics will help her fight anybody who might want to attack her. When I tell people that my daughter is learning martial arts, they ask, who will marry her? I answer them that this will not stop her marrying a man. This is not about teaching her to fight her husband, but it is helping her stand up for herself wherever she might be, and that's what I want her to learn.
For DW, I am Diana Wanyonyi in Mombasa, Kenya.